The PyTest Mock plugin provides a fixture called Mocker. This fixture acts like a thin wrapper around the patching API provided by the mock package, which is now more commonly known as unittest.mock. But hold on, what is mocking? What is mock? Why is the PyTest plugin wrapping a unit test submodule? And what extras does this plugin give us over straight unit test mock? But even, what's the difference between a mock, a stub, and a spy, and a fake, and do I even need to care? We'll get into all of that in this episode. Welcome to Test and Code. If you've found value in this podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go over to pythontest.com and look either in the top menu bar or in the bottom footer? And there's a few links we're going to talk about. Contact is how you can get a hold of me. Newsletter is how I can get a hold of you. And support is how you can find links to things like my book, the PyTest book, PyTest courses, the community where you can ask questions. And that's about it, really. I'd really appreciate if, especially if you could sign up for the newsletter. I'm trying to collect emails of people that might be interested in similar topics. By the way, PyTest Mock is sitting at number 3 on the top PyTest plugin list. Let's get a plan of attack to cover all of what we need to cover today. So let's cover what is mocking, patching, and monkey patching. What, if any, is the difference between a mock, a fake, a spy, and a stub? Why might we need these for testing? And then we'll get into some history of mock in Python and how mock became unittest.mock. Then we'll take a quick look at unittest.mock directly, and specifically patch.object, patch.object with autospec, and using these as context managers. There's a lot more in the mock package that we're not going to cover in this episode, but we're going to cover enough so that we can jump into PyTest Mock. The PyTest Mock plugin provides a fixture called Mocker. One of the cool things it does is it cleans up after itself. There's also some convenience functions. So we're going to talk about mocker.patch, mocker.spy, and mocker.stub. And finally, is it really okay to use unittest.mock from PyTest? Well, the answer is yes, but it seems weird until we look at all the history. Why do we mock? And what do all these words mean? There's a lot of new words here. If you're new to this, also, the entire concept might seem wacky. When we're testing software, there are times when it helps to replace a part of the system with something else. For instance, let's say we've got some part of the system that reaches out to an external system or has some side effect that we don't want to happen during testing, like maybe sending an email, charging a credit card, or hitting a rate limited or slow API. We need to make sure that that stuff works also, but for the test in question, maybe we don't care. If we really don't care, we can put a stub in place, an object or a function that can mimic the thing in question, but doesn't do anything. So it just is in place so our code can call it, but it doesn't do anything. That would be like a stub. But we might want something like a stub, but also we want to make sure that the code calling this thing is calling it correctly. That would be a spy. So we could ask the spy, hey, did you get called the right way? Or maybe we want the action to happen, but we can't really test the outcome. So we still want to make sure the thing is called right and we want it to actually do the thing, but we want to find out how it was called. We also might want a fake thing that kind of responds as if the action happened, like returning data, but it doesn't actually do anything. So maybe it returns pre-canned responses or something. Those are all kind of lumped into the mock, spy, stub, all of that stuff. And there's a lot of different definitions and they sort of overlap. The term patch also is sometimes we talk about the thing that we're replacing in there as a patch, but also the term patch is used to describe how we're updating the system. So we patch a part of the system with a fake or a spy or a stub, or we patch it with a patch. There's also monkey patching. It's really the same thing as patching, but sometimes it's simpler. For instance, with the PyTest has a built-in fixture called monkey patch that doesn't do all of the stuff that unit test mock does, but it does a lot. So all of these things, all of these concepts are related And that's why I'm really grateful to Michael Ford when he originally implemented the mock library, that he didn't distinguish between all of these. He just called all of these things mocks. So mock objects in unittest.mock are all of these. They're spies, they're fakes, they're stubs. You can do all of that stuff with unittest mock objects. So let's get into the mock library. The mock library had some life on its own before it became unittest.mock as part of the Python standard library in Python 3.3. The library is actually quite large and it does a lot. But when I use unittest.mock directly, I normally just use patch.object with or without autospec. And I use that with a with block, and that returns, so it's a context manager. I use it as a context manager usually, and it returns a mock object that you can make it, you can set it up to behave just as you want as a spy, or return it, you can modify what a function is going to return or whatever. And then after the with block, the whole thing is unmocked. So whatever you patched, it gets cleaned up after the with block, which is awesome. What about this term autospec? An autospec object or function is just an object or a function that you, when you create it, you give it the thing you want patch and patch object to copy, and it copies the exact interface of the thing that you're patching. So the specification is automatic, thus autospec. That's a little confusing to me at least, but if I only want to like mock a couple things or one or two things, I'll often pull in just unittest.mock with patch object used as a context manager. But now let's turn to PyTestMock because it's kind of awesome. PyTestMock claims to be a thin wrapper around unittest.mock. And it is, but it's also more, and I like it. You see, it's simpler to use, partly because the interface is restricted. Well, it's not really restricted, but it seems restricted, and that's nice. The way you use it is you include a mocker fixture in your test param list, just like you use any other fixture. And then with that mocker fixture, you can call patch, patch object, spy, or stub. Patch and patch object act just like mock.patch and mock.patch object. So usually I'm using patch.object. Don't try to use them as context managers. That's not supported by PyTestMock. What you do instead is you just, once you patch something, it gets cleaned up automatically at the end of the test function. Because mocker is a fixture, it can have a teardown and it cleans up. That's so cool. What about these other things called spies and stubs? Well, in the PyTestMock nomenclature, a mocker, if you call mocker.spy, you get a patch object that returns something that behaves just like the original. So it has the full behavior, but that you can ask it questions about how it was called. So in PyTestMock terminology, mocker.spy means do the thing, but also I'm going to ask you about it. And then mocker stub is the other one. So mocker.stub returns something that does not behave like the original, but you can still ask it how it was called. So that would be more like just a normal mock object. And then each of these, all of these, like patch object, mocker spy, and mocker stub, you can pass in autospec equals true to those too. And it works just like unittest.mock. The autospec will like copy the specification of the thing that you're mocking. That's because it really is a thin wrapper around unittest.mock. And the things it returns are objects from the unittest.mock library. And you still have access to the full power of unittest.mock. However, this limited interface into how to use mocking is very refreshing. And I think that is pretty much what I always need. I need to patch an object, and or I might need to use an object as is, but spy on it. Or I might want to stub the whole thing and not have the normal behavior. So those are really the things that I would want from mocking normally. So I really like that the plugin focuses on that. I did mention this earlier, but I want to mention it again. There is monkey patch. PyTest has a built-in fixture called monkey patch. It might do what you need it to do when you're looking to mock something. So check that out first. Check out the interface to monkey patch and what you can do. It might be enough. You might not need to reach for unittest.mock or PyTestMock. Probably should do an episode on that directly. even though it's not a plugin. I'm going to put links to all this in the show notes. We're going to have a link to the top PyTest plugin list, the PyTest mock documentation, unit test mock documentation. And then I did an entire episode with Michael Ford on the podcast a while ago. I'm going to put a link to that. But I also think I might like re-release that so that you can, even if you don't want to go back in the back history, you might have it just show up in your feed because it's a really great episode to talk about mocking. And then reference to Monkey Patch so you can look up what PyTest Monkey Patch is like. And that's all for today. Thanks. Thank you for listening to Testing Code. Let's keep in touch. Head over to pythontest.com/contact to reach out to me, or /newsletter so that I can reach you, or /support if you'd like to, get a course or something. That's all for now. Now go out and test something.